Last time on Left Behind.
I have to find out about Earl.
Earl?
Halliday. I'm not sure, but I think I killed him.
What in the world?
A mushroom cloud?
Ray, have you ever once in your life heard Nikolai Carpathia forget a name?
Besides your name, in other words?
I'm sorry, Loretta. Bruce is gone.
Earl's safe then.
You'll see him in Dallas.
I will.
Mother.
Please, go now.
Bye, Dad. Bye.
Based on Nikolai, the third book in the best-selling series, Tyndale House Publishers proudly presents episode 26 of the dramatic audio edition of Left Behind.
He is very sorry, but he
said he would be here. Something must be wrong.
No, he will be here soon. I left him at the university. He is working.
What could be so important?
He was very excited when I talked with him. More discoveries from the old texts. I told the rabbi I would pick you up. If it is any consolation, your mother is waiting for you at home.
He said he would be here.
How much longer before we arrive?
Should be at DFW in about 10 minutes, Mr. Fortunato.
You must be hungry.
I could eat. In fact, I could eat a lot.
Captain Steele.
I hadn't really thought about food until just now.
Potentate Carpathia would like you to contact DFW Tower and have something nice waiting for us.
What do you think he means by something nice?
I'm sure you'll arrange something appropriate, Captain Hernandez.
All right. DFW, this is Global Community 3. Over.
All right, I'll send this out to the prayer chain. Buck, you'll record the message for the incoming calls?
I'm on it right now. Thank you for calling New Hope Village Church. The news of Pastor Bruce's death... Thank you for calling New Hope Village Church. The news of Pastor Bruce's death is true. Elder Rayford Steele saw him and believes he may have died before any explosives hit the hospital. Please, do not come to the church. There will be no meetings or services or further announcements until Sunday at the regular time. Thanks for calling and for your prayers.
Sunday's meeting is going to be packed.
No doubt.
I was thinking about following Loretta home just to make sure everything's okay.
Yeah, sounds like a good idea. She'll certainly appreciate it.
I'll see you soon.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm looking for Donnie Moore.
You got him?
This is Buck Williams at the church. I need some technical advice.
Mr. Williams. Vice is my middle name.
Well, is there any chance you could swing by the church and give me a hand?
Yeah, I'll be right over. Oh, wait, did Loretta have the phones off the hook for a while?
Yeah, I think she did. She didn't have answers about Bruce, so I think she just turned them off.
Oh, boy, that's a relief. I just got her set up with this new system a few weeks ago, and I was hoping nothing was wrong. How is Bruce, by the way?
I'll tell you when you get here, Donnie, okay?
Yeah, sure thing. I'll be right over.
Would you look at that?
Man, how many times have I landed on those runways?
Wonder how long it'll take them to rebuild.
Where are you going to land?
Military strip, due south.
Our food is in Hangar Bay 3, is that correct, Captain Hernandez?
Right. We're in 1 right now. Go through there to get to 3. The new plane is in the next hangar.
Thank you.
You may say goodbye to Captain Hernandez, Captain Steele. It is unlikely you will see him again.
Been nice flying with you.
Same here, sir. Hope you enjoy the new wings.
Sir, the delegation?
Oh, yes, yes. Thank you, Leon. Before we eat, let me introduce you. Ambassadors. Captain Rayford Steele, my pilot. He will be taking us on to New Babylon.
Gentlemen.
It is a pleasure. The new plane is magnificent.
So I've heard.
And this is his lovely wife. Amanda.
Hello?
Captain, I believe you know Mr. Halliday?
Earl, great to see you.
Get away from me, Steele.
Earl?
I mean it. I know I have to bring you up to speed on this plane, but I don't have to pretend to like it. Now leave me alone.
Let the driver pull away. I will take the guard. He left. You take the
guard. I did not see him.
By the door of the house.
No, the rabbi. His children are there and his wife, but there is no rabbi.
He must already be in the house. Pull down your mask.
But if he is not here?
Now. Where is he? Where is the rabbi?
I will not betray my father.
Tell us.
Mother! Nina!
Spare your life, kid. Tell me, Ben.
I...
Now, before it's too late.
I want to see your face.
There, now tell me.
I'd rather die than betray my father.
The rabbi is not inside. What now?
To the university.
Jaime, I am glad you are here.
Rabbi, you must come at once.
What is wrong?
Something terrible. You must hurry. There is no time.
My wife. Did something happen to my
Please,
wife?
Please, put this on. For your own safety.
I will not go until you explain what...
They are
what...
dead, Sean. The zealots. They dragged them into the street.
Nina? Daniel?
They killed them.
I should have been there.
We must go. Quickly.
It is my fault.
Sean!
I must go to them. I have to see them.
You cannot. There is no time. I must get you to the boat. Michael will take you from there. But we must go.
Oh, I cannot bear it. How can I go on without them?
Now, Rabbi. This way. Hurry.
What in the world is Earl doing here?
Well, it's a long story, and I'm not sure I know all of it yet. I do know he's not too happy about seeing me.
So I gathered.
What was Carpathia talking to you about on the plane?
It was about food, of all things. He asked me what I wanted to eat.
World War III is raging and he's making dinner plans?
Captain Steele, I've discussed our itinerary with Mr. Halliday here. Potentate Carpathia would like to be airborne as soon as possible. Can you give us an estimated time of departure?
Leon, I haven't even seen this plane, let alone fly it. I won't give you a departure time until
Rayford, I'm telling you, half an hour. I know you. I know this plane. Now, trust me.
I won't endanger these people because someone has a schedule. After I've been put through the paces, I'll let you know.
Mr. Halliday, are you available to fly this plane?
No, sir, I am not. Just let me have Steele for 30 minutes, then I'm headed back to Chicago.
So, you're a phone systems guy, but you sell computers.
On the side, right. I just about double my income that way. I got a bunch of catalogs here, if you want to...
Yeah, I'd be interested in those.
Yeah, I thought you might. Is this the kind of thing you're looking for?
Oh, I can see already there are too many choices. Why don't I tell you what I'm looking for, and you tell me if you can deliver.
Hey, I can tell you right now I can deliver. All right, last week I sold this guy 30 sub notebooks with more power than any desktop anywhere. What's the matter?
The printer.
Oh, it sounds like it's either out of paper or ink, or it's done. You know, I sold that machine to Bruce. It's top of the line.
Incredible. Must be 5,000 pages here.
Hey, you got any idea when Bruce is going to be back?
Earl, you gotta let me know what's up here. Now tell me what's got...
No, Rafer, you tell me. You tell me why I almost got killed.
Look, I am more in the dark than you are.
Right. Carpathia's pilot sets me up to fly Global One, and missiles suddenly appear out of nowhere.
Look, I'm not on the inside like you think. I didn't even know about the new plane, let alone that you knew about the project. Why didn't you tell me you were working for Carpathia?
I'm not working for Carpathia. I was pressed into service. I'm still a PanCon chief pilot at O'Hare. But when duty calls...
Why didn't Carpathia tell me he was aware of you?
Shh. Hang on a minute.
Are you looking for what I think you're looking for?
You never know who might be listening.
Tell me about it.
All right. I think we're clear.
So what happened up there?
What happened was I was on a textbook ILS approach to JFK, and suddenly we're being shot at. I managed to get the beast on the ground and hightailed it out of there.
I'm telling you, I didn't know. Carpathia asked me to find somebody to fly Global One to New York. He didn't know I'd choose you.
No. Actually, he must have. Who else would you pick?
What are you saying?
They asked me to help design this plane. Then you asked me to fly the original to New York. I was flattered. After it was over, they assigned me here to brief you on the Condor.
Still not tracking her.
Carpathia must have wanted my death to look like your decision, not his.
Why would he want you dead?
Maybe I know too much.
Hey, I've been flying him all over the world. I have to know more than you, and he doesn't seem to want me dead.
Watch your back, Ray. I've heard enough to know this is not all it seems. And I don't know how you got me into this, but
I got you into this. Oh, hang on, pal. You're the one who encouraged me to take the job with Air Force One.
Ray, driving Air Force One was a plum assignment, whether you recognized it or not. How was I to know it'd go south on you?
All right, all right. Look, let's stop blaming each other and decide what we're supposed to do now.
Yeah. What I'm going to do is bring you up to speed on this fine little contraption. And then, if my guess is correct, I'm a dead man.
What are you talking about?
Ray, it's a gut feeling. If they cared anything about me, they'd have gotten me out of New York. They'd have gotten me away from that plane. I think they hoped I'd still be on it.
Huh. Well, then get some sort of emergency assignment at DFW. I mean, there has to be a huge need for PanCon personnel over there. All you have to do is...
people have arranged a ride back to Chicago, or at least in that direction.
Well, tell them you don't want to put them out. Tell them you've got plenty of work here.
I'll think about it. In the meantime, you need to see this rig. But, Ray, as an old friend, I want you to promise me that if anything does happen to me, tell my wife...
Nothing is going to happen to you, Earl.
So there's no question it was him.
Rayford made a positive ID.
Oh, poor Bruce. Well, what's going to happen to this church?
Well, I know this sounds like a cliche, but I think God will provide.
Now, I'm still having trouble believing it. I don't guess anything should surprise me anymore. I don't know what we're going to do now.
Well, like I told Loretta, you have an opportunity to do something for God, and it's the greatest memorial you could ever give to Bruce.
Well, whatever it is, I want in.
Good. First, let me assure you that money is no object.
Hey, I don't want to profit off something that's going to help the church.
Fine, fine. Whatever profit you build in or don't build in, it's up to you. I'm just telling you that I need five of the absolute best, top-of-the-line computers, as small and compact as they can be, but with as much power, memory, and communication abilities as you can pack into them.
Now you're talking my kind of language.
Good, I hope so. I want no limitations. I want to take it anywhere, keep it concealed, store everything I want, and most of all, connect with anyone without the transmission being traced. Is that doable?
Well, I can put together something like those computers scientists use in the jungle when there's no place to plug in.
Yeah. Some of our reporters use those in remote areas. What do they have, built-in satellite dishes?
Believe it or not, it's something like that. And I can add video conferencing if you want it.
Definitely. And I want it fast. Oh, and Donnie, I need you to keep this confidential.
Hey, you got it.
You are the rabbi's driver, are you not?
I am.
You drove the children to their death this afternoon?
I drove them home from school. I had no idea.
Where is the rabbi now?
I do not know.
When did you see him last?
I left to pick up his children. I have not seen him since.
Liar!
Believe me, I hope to hear from him, but I do not know where he is.
Where did you go after the murders?
I went home.
After you murdered his wife and children, you simply went home.
I did not murder his wife and children. I would never harm them.
But would you help someone else who wanted to? For money, perhaps?
I had nothing to do with it.
We will see.
What am I supposed to do for a first officer?
They pulled a 777 guy from Trans-Pacific for the West Coast leg. McCollum joins you in San Francisco.
Mac? When I went to Chicago, you were supposed to go back to Iraq.
I only know what I'm told, Ray.
And what's with flying west to go east, as Carpathia says?
No idea. but I have noticed all the war and devastation seems to be east of the Mississippi.
Huh. Almost like it was planned.
Yeah. Huh. This plane was designed and built in Dallas, but not at DFW where it might have been destroyed. It's ready just in time. Figure it out, Ray. None of this seems to surprise Carpathia, does it?
Oh. When he first sauntered in today, he looked like he could hardly contain himself.
One more thing. Call it a hunch, but I put something in here just for you. Sit down.
What?
Come on, humor me. Oh. Look at this.
Well, Captain's intercom, so?
Reach under your seat with your left hand and run your fingers along the side edge of the bottom of the chair.
Yeah, a button. Got it. What's it do?
I'm going to step back into the cabin now. Punch the normal intercom button and make an announcement. Wait for a count of three, and then push that button under your seat. Make sure your headphones are still on.
Hello? Hello, Earl. Yada, yada, yada. 1, 2, 3.
Okay, Rayford, that's good. I heard that just fine. That's good voice level for the intercom.
That was strange. I heard every word you said in the headphones.
If I did my job right, you'd hear me clear as a bell from all over this plane. Every one of the speakers is also a transmitter. The only monitor is your headphone jack. It's undetectable, and GC bug finders have been all over the cabin.
Oh, Earl, you're a genius. I'm not sure what I'll hear, but it's going to be an advantage to know what's going on here.
That was my thinking.
This is the last of Bruce's printout. Drop me off at the Chicago Bureau office, and then you better check with the Drake and be sure our stuff's still there, okay? Mm-hmm. We'll want to keep that room until we find a place out here.
Okay. You know, Loretta's devastated. She's really going to need a lot of help.
Yeah, you're right.
And what are we going to do about a funeral for Bruce?
I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah.
Do you think you can handle it?
Well, I can try.
Well, you want to check with the coroner's office. Have the body delivered to a funeral home nearby. With so many casualties, it's going to be a mess. They'll probably be glad to know at least one body's been claimed. Oh, we're also each going to need a car.
Well, there's a fleet of extra cars among the congregation. Left over from the rapture. I'll just go get one of those.
Good. And we need this material reproduced for members of the congregation.
Don't you think somebody should read through it? I mean, there's got to be a lot of personal stuff in there. And you know there'll be direct references to Carpathia and the Tribulation Force. Huh. Can't risk being exposed like that.
Yeah, good point.
Just let me take it. I'll pore over it between now and Sunday, and by then we can announce we might have something in copied form within a week or so.
When you're right, you're right.
Oh, you know, Loretta's offered to let us stay with her.
Really?
She's got that big old house.
Oh, man, I don't want to oppose.
She'd hardly know we were there. And I think she could use having someone around.
It's unlikely I'll be there much of the time.
Well, I'm a big girl. I can take care of myself.
Really? Well, then what do you need me for?
I just keep you around because you're cute.
Yeah, I know. Seriously, though. Come on, I'd never forgive myself if I'm in some other country and war comes right here to Mount Prospect.
You've forgotten the shelter under the church?
Well, I haven't forgotten it. I'm just praying it'll never come to that.
I'm gonna get a couple of cell phones.
Get 5, and don't scrimp.
5?
Yeah.
I don't know if Loretta would even know how to use one.
Well, I'm not thinking of Loretta. I just want to make sure we have a spare.
All right. Well, I'm gonna go talk with Loretta about the second car, and then I'm going to the Drake, and I'll get our stuff.
Good, good. I'll see you soon.
Fortunato guy was pretty ticked about the fly-around.
Fortunato stays ticked. It's his job. I'm switching to autopilot. Stay alert, okay?
You going to your cabin?
No, just sit here, think, read. Let me take care of this first. Potentate, Carpathia, and guests, this is Captain Steele. We've cleared Oklahoma Center and are on time for a touchdown in San Francisco at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We'll try to get you there as close to that as we can. Expect clear skies and smooth flying. Enjoy the rest of the ride.
Sir, I understand. You needn't worry.
worry about me.
Good, good. I trust everyone got enough to eat in Dallas.
Huh? Oh, yes. Thank you. Yes.
We will have an entire flight crew joining us in San Francisco, and we will be well taken care of throughout our flight to Baghdad, and then on to New Babylon.
Baghdad.
Yes, yes. I have taken the liberty of flying into Baghdad the remaining three loyal ambassadors. We will pick them up and begin our meetings on the short hop from Baghdad to New Babylon. Excuse me, Mrs. Steele, if you would excuse us, please.
Oh, certainly. I'll move up front.
Very good. Thank you. All right now, gentlemen. Mr. Fortunato remained in Dallas briefly to arrange my next broadcast from there. However, I will do it from here to throw off the enemies of the global community. I do need him in on our talks in the night, so we will wait on the ground in San Francisco until he is able to join us. And as soon as we leave San Francisco, we will trigger both L.A. and the Bay Area.
I'm sorry, sir. The Bay Area?
Yes, yes, that is San Francisco and the Oakland area.
And what do you mean by trigger?
Trigger means what it sounds like. By the time we land in Baghdad, more than Washington, New York, and Chicago will have been decimated. Those are just the three North American cities that will suffer the most. So far, only the airport and one suburb have suffered in Chicago. That will change within the hour. And you all already know about London.
Yes.
Do you understand the significance of a 100 megaton bomb? Well, to put it in perspective, history books tell us that a 20-megaton bomb carries more power than all those dropped in World War II, including those that fell on Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
The United States of Great Britain had to be taught a lesson, potentate.
Indeed. And in North America alone, Montreal, Toronto, Mexico City, Dallas, Washington, D.C., New York, Chicago, San Francisco, and Los Angeles, these will all become object lessons to those who would oppose us.
I'll be right back.
Sure thing, Cap.
Amanda.
Ray, what is it?
Were Buck and Chloe going to stay at the Drake tonight?
I don't know. There wasn't time to talk. I can't imagine what other choice they'd have.
Well, I'm afraid Chicago is a certain someone's next target.
The militia's been wiped out there. Why would...
I have to warn them.
Do you want to risk a phone call that could be traced?
Saving their lives would be worth any risk.
Do you need the number?
Yeah, yeah, thanks. Pray that I get through.
Good afternoon, the Drake Hotel.
Yes, yes. Could you connect me with the room of the Williamses, Buck and Chloe?
Oh, we have three guests named Williams, sir. No Buck or Chloe.
Oh, right. It would be Cameron.
I'm sorry. There's no Cameron Williams either. I'm sorry, sir.
Herbert Katz.
Oh, wait. Try last name Katz.
Katz with a C?
No, K. K-A-T-Z.
Herbert?
Yes, yes, that's it.
One moment.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, sir. There's no answer. Would you like to leave a message on his voicemail?
Yeah, I would, but I'd also like to be sure he gets flagged down for an urgent message if he comes to the front desk or his wife.
We'll certainly do that, sir. Thank you for calling the Drake. Your party is not in. At the sound of the tone, please leave a message.
Buck, Chloe, you know who this is. Now, don't take time to do anything. Just get as far away from downtown as you can. Please, trust me on this. As soon as you get this message, get out of Chicago.
Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is based in part on the book Nikolai by Tim LaHaye and Jerry Jenkins, and has been adapted for radio by Chris Fabry, with music by Steve Wick, directed and produced by Todd Bastide. Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is a production of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.